Trend number 4. Asia's catastrophic gender imbalance. It's been labeled gendercide. The selection of boys over girls using abortion as the means of implementing this preference. In China, it's been driven by the convergence of two unhealthy factors. One, the government policy of limiting families to one child to control population growth. And two, the cultural biases against having female offspring. The results of these combined factors threaten to affect the economic, social, and political well-being of China over the coming decades, and that in turn poses a threat to the stability of the rest of the world. Traditionally, there has been a preference among Chinese parents to have male children. They earn higher wages, tend to care for aging and sick parents, and carry on the family name. Girls, on the other hand, are often viewed as a liability because of the cost of their dowries and their eventual assimilation into their husbands' families. In the 1980s, when technology became available for the prenatal determination of a baby's gender, the practice of sex selection through abortion began. Up until that time, China's birth ratio mirrored that of the rest of the world. Universally, for every 100 girls born, 105 boys are born. The ratio of men to women tends to equalize by adulthood, due to boys' higher level of risk-taking, more aggressive behavior, and deaths as a result of wars. Over the past 3 decades, the practice of gendercide in China has skewed this traditional sex ratio at birth. In some provinces, this birth ratio of boys to girls has risen as high as 130, and in a country with a population as large as China's, the numbers quickly become staggering. According to Professor Therese Hesketh of the UCL Center for International Health and Development in London, in 2005, it was estimated that the number of males under the age of 20 years exceeded the number of females by around 32 million. China's one-child policy, coupled with readily available abortions, is driving more than just a gender imbalance. It has worked so well at its intended goal of population control that as early as 2020, China will experience a labor shortage, according to Philip Longman, author of The Empty Cradle: How Falling Birth Rates Threaten World Prosperity. He predicts that by 2050, with each successive generation, China will lose 20-30% of its population. The irony is that population control in China was instituted out of a fear that unchecked population growth would not be sustainable by its economy. Now it is projected that shrinking birth rates will deprive the country of innovators, entrepreneurs, and consumers, the very things needed to modernize China's economy. Already facing a shortage of cheap manual laborers, China is hard-pressed to provide the highly skilled employees that American companies are increasingly seeking. Another contributing factor to this shortage of desirable workers is a mentality produced by the one-child policy. Growing up as only children has produced a generation that lacks business-critical interpersonal skills, such as cooperation and teamwork. According to a report in The Economist, this challenge of recruiting and retaining skilled workers is driving up the cost of doing business in China. The future of China can be seen in Japan today. After World War II, with its economy dramatically crippled, the government encouraged abortions, which cut the birth rate by 40%. With a smaller population to take care of, Japan was able to invest in building factories, which led to its economic growth into the 1980s. What was unforeseeable at the time was how this lower birth rate would affect the future health of its economy. As the post-war generation reached its peak spending power, we saw the direct correlation between the reduced numbers of those peak spenders and a drop in Japan's economy, which continues today and is expected to do so indefinitely. Beyond the economic harm caused by lower birth rates, in China, there will also be social harm as the result of gender imbalance from sex selection through abortion. The result of this practice will be a significant percentage of the male population that won't be able to marry or have families because of a lack of available wives. Already, men account for 94% of the unmarried population between the ages of 28 and 49. Compounding this issue is the fact that China has traditionally been a society where being married and having a family determines acceptance and social status. An unmarried man is viewed as not truly an adult or a man. It will be the less desirable, such as the poor and uneducated men, who will not find marriage partners. This could lead to low self-esteem and a wide range of psychological problems. Aggression and violent behavior can be expected as a way to prove that they are, in fact, real men. Groups of these men may form an outcast culture of migrant workers, which will threaten societal stability and security, and therefore the economy. At the very least, experts expect a rise in crime and an expansion of prostitution, already a major industry in China. As long as sex selection through abortion is practiced, whether illegal or not, the resulting gender imbalance will increasingly undermine the long-term economic future of China. Given this trend, we offer the following three forecasts. First, instability due to the large segment of dissatisfied unmarried men will discourage investment in or the location of foreign manufacturing plants in China or other parts of Asia. As the number of unmarried men grows, a large segment of migrant workers will emerge, living on the edge of large cities, creating economic and social unrest. An MIT Press Journal's article titled, "A Surplus of Men, A Deficit of Peace," authors Valerie M. Hudson and Andrea Denbor surmise that the challenge for the Chinese government will be to placate this giant, restless migrant workforce. If the men in this segment of the population feel that they are perpetually stuck in second-class status, they will become more and more difficult to control and more likely to cause disruption when they have nothing to lose. The same pattern is emerging in other Asian countries such as South Korea and India. As stability becomes less certain, foreign companies will be less willing to risk capital on ventures in those countries. Second, as the gender imbalance increases in Asia, there will be moves toward more authoritarian political systems. The growing number of restless, unmarried migrant males will force governments to deal with this group. A strong hand will be the only way to maintain control. Giving this group a democratic say in government will be considered untenable. This implies that the possibility of full democracy in China is quite low. And in India, the likelihood of maintaining a viable democracy is coming into question. This means that cultural gender bias and sex selection abortion will be having a direct negative effect in many Asian countries, not only economically and socially, but also politically, with freedoms becoming more restricted. And third, the gender imbalance poses a risk to the stability of the rest of the world. Economically, China's problems are likely to impact other countries in an increasingly globalized economy. For example, China is already America's largest creditor with $1.15 trillion in U.S. Treasury holdings, which keeps interest rates low. If China's economy went into a tailspin, Chinese investments would stop, and American consumers would ultimately have to pay higher interest rates on everything from houses to credit card purchases, which in turn would reduce the consumer spending that makes up 70% of U.S. GDP. But there is an even more serious risk, a military threat. Those 32 million unmarried men who can't be absorbed into China's society or its economy could be put to work in China's army. And just as many countries faced a shortage of young men after World Wars I and II, a long, bloody war would reduce the number of men in China. According to the UK Daily Mail, all kinds of speculation is now seething about what might happen, including a war to cull the surplus males. A war would obviously be a foolish decision, with disastrous consequences. But so was the one-child policy that caused China's problems in the first place.